St. James. Many of you are joining us from different parts of the United States today. Several of you are here with us in person. Just a couple of quick reminders for those of you that are here in person. Please refer to the handout that you may have received at the door if you have any questions about the procedure for communion. It'll be explained when we get there. There will be no offering today in person, but if you care to leave an offering, you may do so on your way out. There's a bin near the door. Just a reminder to remain seated until an usher comes and guides you to your next location. Thank you very much. Today we celebrate the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're glad that you've chosen to join us at St. James today. We'll open up today with one of our favorites, as I said last week and this week again. Only this week it's All Are Welcome, so please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
All are welcome as long as you wear a mask. It's a little contingent there. This is a Sunday of ordinary time, and we're kind of, this is the 18th Sunday, so we're kind of like halfway through our year. We're at the midsummer. And it's kind of a reminder that you have to get over certain humps to make it. And so we're kind of in the middle of this pandemic now, and we have to get over the hump of hanging in there in the midst of these strange and difficult days. So we want to be attentive then to what the Word of God says to us today about how to hang in there in the midst of difficulty as we open ourselves to God's presence and ask today to be filled with divine grace and mercy. Lord Jesus, you healed the sick. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgave sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you gave us yourself to heal us and bring us strength. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand. Mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you, O Lord, are the Holy One. To God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. Amen.
So let us pray that the Spirit of God will be with us this day. Let us pray that the words and example of Jesus will show us the way. And let us pray that God's love, which can never be taken away, which we can never be separated from, gives us the strength for the journey. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer our prayers with unceasing kindness. That for those who glory in you as creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. you shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully, listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, and all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew to a boat, to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowd so they can go to the village and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish, all that we have here." Then he said, "Bring them to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and two fish, looking up to heaven, he said a blessing, breaking the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And he picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. The gospel of the Lord. Michelle was a music lover. And one day she was walking past a music store and she saw that her favorite artist was giving away free music classes. She looked at the sign and she got really excited. But it dawned on her she had no instruments. So she was sad and just walked away. Many years had passed and she went back past that store and she saw that the artist was actually in the store. The sign was still in the window. She walked in just to tell him that she loved his music and was so grateful to see him. But she said it saddened her that she couldn't take free lessons from him. But he pointed to the sign in the window, and on the back of the sign, all instruments will be provided for free. Michelle, like us at times, evaluate what we're going to do based on our resources and our resources alone. And in the gospel today, we see that our disciples are in the same situation. They looked at their situation and not looking at Jesus. They tried to send the crowds away, but they felt there was just too many. The crowd was just too large for them to do anything about it. And they said that all we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. Letting Jesus know, we're not equipped for this. We can't do it. Taking their eyes off of Jesus. But there's one thing that's always constant in all of our lives, and that is God. God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy. And our second reading tells us that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. There's a phrase we use when someone comes close to God. They found God. And we all know God has never been lost. It's just us just coming to a reality that we are lost. We find our lives in the wrong place, that we need forgiveness. We're that one lost sheep that Jesus leaves the 99 for to go find. Our first reading reminds us that all who thirst should come to the water. God will provide all that we need. What is necessary for our lives, God has it. We need to stop setting a chance to serve God based on our abilities alone. How do we feel, or who we are? Whether we're a teacher, a plumber, retired, a homeschooler, caregiver, a student, or a photographer, we need to always trust Jesus. Of course, we can't do it on our own strength. We're not God. But God can use us and give us the abilities to serve and change the world. Make our lives, our streets, a better place to live. Just being openness, open to used by God. God knows our strength and our weaknesses. This gospel is one of the few miracles that's listed in all 4 gospels, the loaves and the fishes. But is this gospel about the loaves and the fishes? Is it about how large the crowd was to come see Jesus? This gospel reminds us we need to trust Jesus. And the bottom line, Jesus is enough, no matter what's going on in our lives. Whatever needs to be done, we need to look to Jesus. There was a visitor visiting the world's greatest gardener. He had an opportunity to see the person who can grow anything on his land. He made it to his house. And as far as you can see around his house, everything you can name is growing. As far as your eyes can see, no matter where it's from on this planet, he can grow it there on this property. And he was just so excited of being there. He told him it was just inspired him to have a little garden in the back of his house. And the world's greatest gardener just said, "Can you do me a favor? Can you water my garden?" And the visitor just freaked out. He's like, "It's only me. I'm only one person." And I don't even have a bucket. I just came here for a short visit. It would take me months, maybe a year to your garden. I don't even know where your water is at. I can't do it. And the gardener said, many years back, a large group of volunteers ran water lines throughout the garden. The system is fully automated. Can you just push the button on your way out of the door? Opportunities come to us, and we always look at ourselves and miss those opportunities. So if you're called to lead a group, bring a dish to an event, call members of the church, pray for others, clean up after an event, does God need you to keep your eyes on him and trust him? Amen?
Amen.
We all stand together then and confess our faith. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light,
true God from true God.
God in our name,
through him all things made, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. Amen. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He was again on the third day, in accordance with the Scripture. Ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Seeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, spoken through the prophets. Being in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I confess and baptize for forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, we trust in God's grace and mercy, so let's turn to the Lord and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may continually rededicate ourselves to feeding the hungry, satisfying the thirsty, clothing the naked, caring for the ill, welcoming the stranger, and visiting the imprisoned, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders across the country and around the world may work together to eradicate hunger, homelessness, and poverty in every city, town, and nation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those of us who work on farms and ranches, on the sea or in factories to provide food for the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are unable to join us around this table, and for those who bring the Eucharist to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be a welcoming community, always inviting those with sincere hearts to join us at our feast. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray especially today for Luisa Rico. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Shirley and Deborah Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs in our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Indeed, holy and to be glorified, O God. You love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love. And when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father, most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit. Sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, and he gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life, the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so, having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise, all bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into the world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion with Mary, the Mother of God, and our Mother, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostles Saint James, and all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of Jesus be with you always.
and with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace, the wave, the wave. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder about communion. The ushers will lead you to the spot where it says sanitize your hands. We'll ask you to keep social distance in this procession. You'll have your hands sanitized and then wipe down and then come and approach the priest, whoever he is, to receive the sacrament. Then you will step over to the left, remove your mask, and consume the host, and then follow the arrows back again, keeping social distance.
And I will raise you up. And I will raise you up. And I will raise you up on the last
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never failing care for them, make us worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Just a reminder, this Friday is First Friday of the month, and we always have devotion, Eucharistic devotion on Fridays from 7 to 10. We keep social distance and you have to sign up, but if you go to the parish website, and we like to, we have it in 20 minute segments, Amy, that you sign up for. So 20 minutes? Hour segments. Okay, so you can pick which time you'd like to come. And I also hear confessions during that time, socially distant, of course. Then this Saturday is Second Saturday, even though this is First Friday, it's Second Saturday, and we always have a big food distribution on Second Saturday. And if you're free and are able to help, please call Kathy in the office so we can know that you're going to come in and help us on Saturday. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Rain down, rain your love on me. Rain down, rain down, rain your love on me. Rain down, rain your love on me. Rain down, rain down, rain your love on me.
Let your love.